Picture the largest, best-funded, most secretive machine for finding things out that has ever existed. Many agencies, satellites, codebreakers, sources in places you will never read about. Vast and well-funded. That machine is the United States intelligence community, and in the early days of the pandemic, it was handed one question. Where did COVID-19 come from? One question. The whole apparatus pointed at it. 3 years of work. And the answer that came back was not one answer, it was four. Sit with that, because it really is strange. This was the single most consequential question of a generation, a question that emptied cities, closed schools, divided families, reshaped how billions of people lived. The kind of question a country pours everything it has into answering. And it did. What came back was not, we found it. It was not even, we think we found it. It was, we, the government, cannot agree among ourselves, and here is exactly how we are divided. Now that part, that they disagreed, is not the strange part. Intelligence is rarely unanimous. If it were, you would not need a whole community of agencies. Smart, careful people read the same file and walk away with different readings every day. The strange thing is what they did next. They wrote the disagreement down, and they handed it to the public. Think about how rare that is. Most governments work very hard to resolve their arguments before they speak. They go behind a closed door, they fight, and they come out with one face and one voice. That is what we are trained to expect on a question this big, a verdict delivered with the full weight of the seal behind it. This time, the most powerful intelligence community on Earth came out and said, in effect, we looked at the same classified file and we could not agree, and we are going to tell you that. And it did it in the middle of the loudest argument the country was having with itself. People had buried family members. Whole industries had been shut and reopened and shut again. The question of where the virus came from had stopped being a scientific question and become a tribal one. A thing you could be on a side about. A thing that told a stranger which team you were on before you'd finish the sentence. Into that, the people whose entire job is to know things first looked at the classified file and did the one thing nobody on either side wanted. They refused to take a side. They said, we looked and we couldn't agree. It is one thing for a government to be unsure. It is another thing entirely for it to publish the fact that it could not agree with itself. Here is how they said it in the unclassified summary they released in August of 2021.
After examining all available intelligence reporting and other information, though, the IC remains divided on the most likely origin of COVID-19.
Divided, their word in a document they handed to the public. Not still investigating. Not, we'll get back to you. Divided. That one sentence is the whole episode. This is the story of a government that looked at one classified record and reached four different answers. And then said so out loud in print. From Fauci's Lies, The Public Record, Episode 5, The Split. Before we can read this record honestly, we have to learn one word, because without it, the whole story gets misheard, and it got misheard badly by a lot of people. The word is confidence. When an intelligence agency reaches a judgment, it doesn't just state it, it grades it. It attaches a confidence level, high, moderate, or low. And here is the thing a newcomer has to understand, because it is the opposite of how the word sounds. A confidence level is not a measure of how strongly the analysts feel. It is a measure of how good the evidence is. High confidence means the sourcing is solid, corroborated, multiple independent streams pointing the same way. Low confidence does not mean someone is guessing, and it does not mean they're timid. It means the underlying evidence is thin, fragmentary, contested, open to more than one honest reading. Here's an everyday way to feel the difference. Imagine two experienced doctors looking at the same blurry, incomplete scan. One says, I think it's probably this. The other says, I think it's probably that. And both add in the same breath, but the image isn't clear enough to be sure. They're not fighting. They're not incompetent. They're being honest about a bad picture and still doing their job, which is to give you their best read with the warning attached. That warning is the confidence level. So follow this, because it's the hinge of the entire episode. Imagine two agencies looking at the exact same record. One concludes natural exposure, the other concludes a lab-associated incident. Opposite answers, and both honestly mark their answer low confidence. That is not a contradiction, and it is not a failure. Both are telling you the same true thing about the evidence, that it is too thin to carry a firm conclusion, and then making the best call they can on top of it. The low confidence label is the honesty. And this matters enormously for this particular story, because out in public, low confidence got translated. It got turned into, the agencies secretly think it was a lab leak but won't say it, or the agencies know it was natural and the lab people are cranks. Both translations make the same mistake. They treat a statement about the evidence as if it were a wink, as if the analysts had a real answer they were holding back behind a cautious word. They didn't. The cautious word was the answer. Let me hand you the rest of the alphabet quickly, so the names don't blur when they arrive. The intelligence community, the IC, is the group of U.S. federal agencies that collect and analyze secret information for the government. Sitting on top of it is ODNI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the office that speaks for the whole community. Both documents at the center of this episode were released in ODNI's name, and when the IC counts its own members, it uses a neutral word, an IC element, just one of the member agencies. You'll hear four IC elements before you ever hear a single name, and there's a reason for that, which we'll get to. First, what they all agreed on before they split. Back to that 2021 summary.
All agencies assess that two hypotheses are plausible: natural exposure to an infected animal and a laboratory-associated incident.
All agencies, both live, both on the table. The argument was never, is one of these crazy? It was about which of two serious, plausible explanations the thin evidence pointed to, and the summary was unusually candid about why they differed.
Variations in analytic views largely stem from differences in how agencies weigh intelligence reporting and scientific publications, and intelligence and scientific gaps.
Read that slowly. The agencies were not looking at different facts. They were looking at the same facts and weighing them differently. Same intercepts, same scientific papers, same maddening blank spaces where the decisive data should be. The split was not a fight about what the evidence was. It was a disagreement about what the evidence was worth. So the question this episode follows is not which side was right. It's the one the documents themselves left open. Why did the split hold for years across two presidencies with the full machine working on it? August 2021, the IC drew its split for the public in a very particular way. It told you exactly how the room divided, the count, but it would not tell you who sat where. Numbers, no names. Listen to the map.
Four IC elements and the National Intelligence Council assess with low confidence that the initial SARS-CoV-2 infection was most likely caused by natural exposure to an animal infected with it or a close progenitor virus.
That's the larger group, four agencies plus the National Intelligence Council, ODNI's senior in-house analytic body, the panel that produces the government's big picture judgments. Five voices, their read, natural exposure, most likely, their confidence, low. Now the other poll.
One IC element assesses with moderate confidence that the first human infection with SARS-CoV-2 most likely was the result of a laboratory-associated incident, probably involving experimentation, animal handling, or sampling by the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
One element, moderate confidence, a laboratory-associated incident, and notice the careful phrasing, experimentation, animal handling, or sampling. An accident around ordinary research. Hold that phrase. It is going to matter later because it is a narrower and a different claim than the ones that filled the airwaves. And then, in the middle, the agencies that would not pick.
Analysts at three IC elements remain unable to coalesce around either explanation.
Three more, unable to land at all. Not absent, not silent. Present in the room looking at the same record, declining to plant a flag. So picture that as a room, a long table, The same briefing book open in front of every seat. Same pages, same gaps. Four agencies and a council leaning one way at low confidence. One leaning the other way at moderate. Three who looked at the identical file and could not converge. That is the image to hold for the rest of this hour. Not a leak, not a smoking gun, but a table of careful people who read one document and split. Now here's where the vocabulary from a minute ago earns its keep. The lone lab element marked itself moderate. The larger natural group marked itself low. And it's tempting to do arithmetic with that. Moderate sounds bigger than low. So doesn't the lab side win on points? Resist that. Hard. Low and moderate are not scores in a contest. They are each agency's own warning label about the quality of the evidence under its own conclusion. One agency saying moderate is not beating five saying low. It's one agency telling you its slice of the record was a little firmer and still warning you not to overread it. Two honest reads of one thin file. And notice what the documents have not done yet. They have not told you which agency holds the lab view. In 2021, that one element is unnamed. Keep that parked exactly there, in 2021, with no name on it. The next document is going to fill in the names, but for that, you have to wait 2 years and open a different document. June 2023, almost 2 years later, a new document, and it matters that it's a different document. Congress had passed a law, the COVID-19 Origin Act, ordering the Director of National Intelligence to declassify what the government knew about possible links between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the pandemic. That law is the reason this report exists and is public. And it matters what the report is for. It is scoped to that one institute, and it says of itself in plain text that it does not address the merits of the two most likely pandemic origins hypotheses. It is not a fresh verdict. It is the standing assessment restated, and this time with the names filled in. One caution before we read it, and it is the most important caution in the episode. This 2023 report names the agencies. It does not restate each agency's confidence level in that passage. So the low and the moderate from 2021 do not travel across to these names. Two different documents, 2 years apart, doing two different jobs. One gives you confidence without names. The other gives you names without confidence. We keep them apart because the documents do. Here is the name split.
The Department of Energy and the Federal Bureau of Investigation assess that a laboratory-associated incident was the most likely cause of the first human infection with SARS-CoV-2, although for different reasons. The National Intelligence Council and four other IC agencies assess that the initial human infection with SARS-CoV-2 most likely was caused by natural exposure to an infected animal that carried SARS-CoV-2 or a close progenitor.
There it is, with names on it. On the lab side, the Department of Energy and the FBI. The Department of Energy, which most people know for nuclear and energy work, but which also runs the national laboratories and a small intelligence arm with real scientific depth. That's why an energy department gets a vote on the origin of a virus. It has scientists who understand the work. And the FBI, the bureau most people know as domestic law enforcement, which also does intelligence work and tends to reason like an investigator. Two agencies, lab-associated incident, most likely. And listen to the four words the report is careful to include, although for different reasons. The Department of Energy and the FBI landed on the same side, but they did not get there the same way, and the document goes out of its way to say so. That's not a footnote. That's the IC refusing to manufacture more agreement than it actually had. On the natural side, the National Intelligence Council and four other agencies. Natural exposure, most likely. And then the agency the public most associated with this entire question, and what it did is, in its own way, the most striking move in the document.
The Central Intelligence Agency and another agency remain unable to determine the precise origin of the COVID-19 pandemic, as both hypotheses rely on significant assumptions or face challenges with conflicting reporting.
The CIA and one more agency declined to land. Sit with how unusual that is. This is the agency whose entire reputation is built on knowing the things no one else can know. The name the public reaches for first on a question like this. The one whose verdict would have ended 1,000 arguments. It looked at the record and said, "We cannot determine the precise origin because both explanations rest on too many assumptions or run into reporting that points two ways." Think about the pressure to do the opposite. There were people loudly on every side demanding the CIA produce the answer, the real one underneath all the others. It would have been the easiest thing in the world to land somewhere, to give the country the certainty it was hungry for. Instead, it wrote down that it couldn't and explained why. That is an agency refusing to claim more than its evidence could carry. So count it with me, the way a map gets drawn. By 2023, two agencies on the lab side, the council and four others on the natural side, the CIA and one more undecided. Three positions on the origin question, then natural, lab, undecided, and beneath them a fourth answer they nearly all shared. Not engineered, not a weapon. One question, four different answers from a single government. We are here to show you that the table existed and that the government drew it for us itself. There is one movement between the two snapshots, and I want to name it carefully because it's easy to turn into a story it isn't. In 2021, one element held the lab view. By 2023, two named agencies hold it, the Department of Energy and the FBI. The lab side grew from one to two. The assessment did not stand still. It shifted the way assessments shift when analysts keep working a hard problem. The documents record that shift plainly, without dramatizing it, and neither will we. A view moving from one agency to two is the system doing its job. It is not the lab answer winning, and it is not vindication. That's all the record says, so that's all we'll say. The split is the headline, but underneath every headline there is a floor, a set of things nearly all of these agencies agreed on, and that floor is where the loudest claims of the whole pandemic go to die. Start with the question that drove the most fevered speculation. Was the virus built, engineered in a lab, on purpose, by human hands? On that, the agencies were close to unanimous. The 2023 report.
Almost all IC agencies assess that SARS-CoV-2 was not genetically engineered.
Almost all, including agencies on the lab side of the split, and the 2021 summary had said the same thing, in its own confidence vocabulary, with one honest caveat the document is careful to keep.
Most agencies also assess with low confidence that SARS-CoV-2 probably was not genetically engineered. However, two agencies believe there was not sufficient evidence to make an assessment either way.
Most agencies probably not engineered. Two agencies. Not enough evidence to say either way. We keep that caveat because dropping it would overstate the agreement, but the direction is unmistakable across both documents. The engineering claim found almost no support inside the agencies. And then the most extreme claim of all, that COVID-19 was a weapon built to harm. On that one, there was no split at all. None. The 2023 report.
All IC agencies assess that SARS-CoV-2 was not developed as a biological weapon.
All of them. And the 2021 summary had put it in the IC's flattest, plainest register. The kind of sentence the IC almost never writes without a hedge.
We judge the virus was not developed as a biological weapon.
Not a bioweapon, unanimous, in both documents. This is the part of the record fairness requires saying loudly because it cuts hard against a story a great many people were certain of. For a long stretch of the pandemic, the idea that COVID had been engineered or built as a weapon and released was not a fringe whisper. It was on cable. It was in fundraising emails. And the body of the government with the most reason and the most access to find a weapon, if a weapon were there, looked and said, "It is not there." That finding deserves at least as much airtime as the claim it rebuts. And hold one distinction the IC held with great care, because the public conversation collapsed it constantly. A laboratory-associated incident, the lab poll we drew earlier, means an accident. Something going wrong around ordinary research, experimentation, animal handling, sampling. That is a completely different claim from a designed pathogen, a virus engineered or built as a weapon. The two agencies that landed on the lab side were pointing at the accident, not at a laboratory cooking up a weapon. The documents never let those collapse together, and neither will we. Saying not a weapon, not engineered, is not leaning toward natural origin. It is reporting the one thing nearly everyone on both sides of the split actually shared. So here is the question underneath all of it, and it is the deepest one. Why did serious analysts, people with access most of us will never have, keep marking their judgments low confidence on both sides for years? You'd think, with all that machinery, somebody would eventually find the one document, the one intercept, the one sample that ends the argument. They didn't, and the documents are unusually frank about why. The answer is unglamorous. The evidence to settle it was never there. The IC said, in 2021, exactly what it would take to break the deadlock.
Unless new information allows them to determine the specific pathway for initial natural contact with an animal, or to determine that a laboratory in Wuhan was handling SARS-CoV-2 or a close progenitor virus before COVID-19 emerged.
Two specific things would have moved it. Find the pathway from animal to human, or place this virus, or a close relative, inside a Wuhan laboratory before COVID emerged. Either one and the case could move. Neither one arrived. And the one actor who could have helped deliver them did the opposite.
Beijing, however, continues to hinder the global investigation, resist sharing information, and blame other countries.
Hold that line precisely for what it is. A government obstructing an investigation is a fact about why the record stayed thin, and only that. It does not point at lab. It does not point at natural. It points at a hole in the middle of the file where the decisive evidence should have been and was not. And into that hole, both poles reached for what they could weigh. The lab-leaning side gave weight to, in the document's words, the inherently risky nature of work on coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute, a city that happened to host a major laboratory studying exactly this family of viruses. The natural-leaning side gave weight to China's officials' lack of foreknowledge and to the numerous vectors for natural exposure, the many ordinary ways, across markets and farms and supply chains, a virus crosses from an animal to a person. Notice that neither of those is a fact in dispute. The risky research was real. The natural vectors were real. They both sat in the same file. The split is what happens when you ask which one to weigh more heavily, and the evidence won't break the tie for you. So let me set the ledger down plainly, once. Here is what the record establishes: that the United States intelligence community was formally and openly divided on where the pandemic came from. That by 2023, the Department of Energy and the FBI assessed a laboratory-associated incident as most likely. The National Intelligence Council and four other agencies assessed natural exposure, and the CIA could not decide. That the split rested on how analysts weighed a thin, contested record, not on the facts being in dispute, and that the agencies were near unanimous the virus was not genetically engineered, and unanimous that it was not a bioweapon. And here is what the record does not establish. It does not establish that any one of these agencies is correct. Low confidence and moderate confidence are the IC's own warnings against treating its conclusions as the final word. It does not establish that the split came from political pressure or bad faith. The documents attribute the disagreement to analytic weighing and nothing more. It does not establish a lab origin, and it does not establish a natural one. This episode adopts neither because the agencies whose job that was did not and could not. This is a story about a government that looked at the same evidence and reached four different answers and said so. It is tempting, watching a government argue with itself for 3 years, to read that as failure. It is closer to the opposite. There is an inversion at the heart of this, and once you see it, you cannot unsee it. The louder the public certainty got, it was definitely a lab leak. It was definitely natural. It was obviously a bioweapon. The lower the actual confidence ran in the file underneath. On television, the question sounded settled. In the documents, it was marked low confidence and split four ways. The two registers ran in opposite directions. Maximum certainty on the airwaves, minimum confidence on the page. The people with the most access to the classified record looked at it and in large part refused to claim more than it could bear. They split. They marked their confidence low. They told the public they had split and why. Against all of that, the certainty that filled the airwaves was not a more rigorous reading of the evidence. It was a less rigorous one. The split is not the scandal. The pretense on all sides that the question had ever been settled is the thing the record does not support. All season, we've watched a private uncertainty become a public certainty. We've watched a precise word become a public denial. We've watched a single number govern a year of American life. And now we've watched a government look at one classified record and write down four different answers: natural, lab, undecided, and a floor they nearly all shared, and tell the public it could not agree. All season, we've kept saying the same five words: what the record does not establish. Next time, we explain exactly what we mean, how this project decides what counts as evidence, why a confidence level is a warning, not a verdict, and what you should demand from anyone who tells you a thing like this is settled. Next time on The Public Record, how to read the record. End of episode. Document voice lines S01, S1510 are verbatim from the held primaries and traced in sourcemap.md, S01, S02, S03, S04, S05, S06, S111, S13, S14, S15 from work, ODNI 2021 unclassified, summary.txt, S07, S08, S09, S12 from work, ODNI 2023 with report txt. All were re-verified character for character against the held working text in this pass, and cross-check to the contract clean flagship number 8, the split, give the split, TUMMDKINS. Flag, flagship trims, clean stop form red. S04 reads to, or a close progenitor virus. Omits the trailing, a virus that probably would be more than 99% similar to SARS-CoV-2. S06 reads to, around either explanation. Omits the trailing, without additional information, clause. S07 reads to, or a close progenitor, omits the trailing, a virus that probably would be more than 99% similar to SARS-CoV-2. S15 reads to, blame other countries, omits the trailing, including the United States. Each chosen form is verbatim to its stop point. No omitted clause is paraphrased back in. Firewall held. No 2021 confidence level, low, moderate, is ever attached to a 2023 agency name, Department of Energy, FBI, CIA, National Intelligence Council. Every Daniel turn is single year. The seam is narrated by Brian, never crossed by Daniel. The on-air guard is stated once in Act 3, then dropped. The S05 1IC element, moderate confidence, lab, is read unnamed. Never identified as DOE or FBI. No verdict. Guard host voice never leans lab or natural. Both polls read at equal length in weight under an identical bed. Acts 2 and 3, S04, S05, S07, S08. Consensus floor, Act 4, S10, S13, foregrounded loudly. The fairness ledger, what the record does not establish, is stated once in Act 5 in declaratives. Balance lock honored, S16 reasoning fragments, inherently risky nature of work on coronaviruses, lack of foreknowledge, numerous vectors for natural exposure, carried as paired host quotation at equal weight in the same beat, Act 5, both traceable to the 2021 summary. TTS respellings, spoken date forms, IC, ODNI, FBI, CIA, Department of Energy, in full, COVID-19, Beijing, Wuhan, appear only in host narration. Document voice lines are left verbatim, e.g. IC, SARS-CoV-2, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Beijing, 6 feet style numerals as printed. So the reader voice matches the source text exactly. Pronunciation handling is in pronunciationguide.md. Mix per voice brief, the cold open thesis line, S01, the Act 5 ledger and the inversion are the driest passages. Hold air after divided. After reached four different answers and said so. and after the closing cadence.